Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. You're doing a lot of different things today, man. What do you got for us?
I'm moving around a lot in here, Joe.
Yeah.
You ready?
Good workout. Two-man show.
It's a little thin
these days around here, man.
Well, it's very thin without Zach.
I didn't mean that. I meant thin as
okay.
People working. Anyway, what do you got?
I understand what you're saying now. All right. You want to check in on Jay Cutler, see how he's doing?
One more time. Go ahead.
All right, guys. Obviously, things have escalated. Old Blues in the coop was a sidekick. We feel good about him. Just don't want him to have a bad night. So, backup is me. Mark, my neighbor. We got some night vision goggles from our buddy. So we're going to sit here and make sure that Old Blue has got a... I heard something. Make sure Old Blue has a good night tonight. And whatever happens, happens, you know? But saga continues. So we'll keep you updated if anything happens.
Something did happen, by the way. They found a raccoon last night.
Yeah. So the raccoon been eating the chickens? Is that the deal?
That's what we believe to be the culprit here.
Yeah.
Do you have raccoon issues?
I did out here. I did for a long time. For some reason, I see them from time to time, but have not had a problem. But, yeah, I put some turtles. I put the kids' turtles out and back and forgot to bring it in. And they're grown up now, so it's fine. But they had pet turtles, and the raccoon ate every one of those turtles.
Wait a sec. What do you mean they had pet turtles? You actually kept turtles in your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the kids had turtles. Listen, a lot of people had pet turtles, man.
Really?
You get a little turtle island. You get the little thing and put the water, but you got to clean it all the time, and it's a pain in the butt. So I took it outside because the kids never liked to clean it and was going through it. And I realized the next time, oh, man, I forgot to bring it in. I went outside, and there was nothing but shells left. So she said, get rid of it. Don't let the kids know.
Yeah, well, how'd you explain the disappearance of the turtles?
I said they got away. It was my
fault. Got away?
They got away. They got to the lake. Damn raccoons. Yeah.
You've had a lot of weird animals in your house over the years, by the way.
You got kids.
Whatever happened to that rabbit you had?
Let's just say we gave it away.
Okay. Did that one escape too?
It escaped.
The lake?
Yeah, it escaped.
Okay. All right, back to the NBA here, and Cams.com has reached out to the league because of that frustration you were talking about in the previous segment there, Joe. So Cams.com has offered all the players a complimentary VIP membership to their site that they can use while they're up there, and that will allow them to talk to the different Cam girls. They can do what whatever it is that they do on that website, Joe. And, you know, I just think back to the Jamal Murray video, and I'd caution any players before entering a webcam experience here.
Yeah, I'd be careful, man. Don't show your package.
Yeah.
I know. Everybody thinks their package is special. Be careful. That stuff will be out, and it will be very, very embarrassing. I wonder if any of those guys would use that, you know?
I can't imagine any of the big-name players doing it. Like, I can't imagine LeBron jumping on cams.com.
Have a lot of free time at night there in that bubble. I don't know. We'll see. That was nice of them to offer that up, though. Anyway, what else you got, Woody?
All right, NBA 2K21 releasing their cover athletes, and Damian Lillard is going to be one of them. But how about this one? Zion Williamson is going to be one of three NBA 2K21 cover players. Kind of impressive. Zion obviously has not played very much here in the NBA, but, Joe, just his popularity here to put him on the cover to sell some video games.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, man. What he did at Duke for the 1 year, and even when he got back, I didn't know what he's going to look like. He dominated pretty well. They didn't win enough, but he's. I guess the big question for him is, everybody has a different opinion. At 290 plus, how long can you stay healthy before your body breaks down on you? Is he how's that going to go? Or is he going to have to drop 20 and play a little bit lighter? That will be an interesting one to watch on him, because physically, that's ridiculous. The talent he has is ridiculous in a very impressive way.
He needs a coach like you to pressure him to lose weight. Joe, you're good at that.
I've been trying to do it myself, but boy, I'll tell you what, losing weight, I'm on a mission right now. It's not easy. Anyway, what else you got, Woody?
All right, a couple of Cam Newton notes here, Joe. First of all, he puts out a pretty badass hype video on Instagram yesterday. I don't know if you saw the video or not, but he was running around throwing with Mohamed Sanu. I mean, he looks really good. And I know these are hype videos that are designed for him to look good, but if you saw that video, you had to be, I think, pretty impressed with what you saw.
Well, listen, he's jacked up. He is in the perfect situation, and I want to say this, not just how good he is, he's got a good offensive line, and you got to mention one with the other. He's got a really good offensive line that's played together for a long time. That's a good group. That's going to allow him, and coming in, and he's fired up. He's on a team that wins minimum of 12 games. He's going to be on a mission for people to forget about Tom Brady, and I want to see, is he back to the old Cam as far as running and taking people on, and because that's a big part of what he does.
And then, Joe, really quick, I don't know if you want to get to this more later on in the show, but this quote was interesting yesterday. So Diana Russini from ESPN comes out with this and says she spoke over text with an AFC East head coach on Cam Newton and the Patriots, and the quote is this: "I think they are going to keep three QBs, use Cam Newton perhaps as the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in the offense. I know one thing for a fact, the Patriots love Jarrett Stidham." It was an AFC East head coach that gave her that quote, so that kind of narrows it down, doesn't it?
Well, I can just tell you
Belichick.
I can tell you one coach it wasn't. His name's Brian Flores. Brian Flores is... I can hear Brian Flores going, "I can't worry about them. I got to worry about our team."
Yeah.
The guy's old school, man. This thing is between he and Chris. It's Chris Greer. It's leak-proof, man. They're not saying anything.
Doesn't Adam Gase have enough crap on his plate right now that he's probably not talking about everything? Okay.
That could be.
He just seems like he's got his plate filled up with crap right now.
It's just like every time something comes out, everybody goes, "Adam Gase. Adam Gase." So everybody ought to be worried about their own situation and trying to figure out who Belichick likes more, Cam Newton or Stidham. Crazy.
All right, let me rapid fire a few at you here, Joe. July 3rd, tomorrow, Hamilton the movie will release on Disney Plus. It's currently got a 100 rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you've seen the play is great. Are you interested in watching the movie?
No. No shot. No way. No, no, no.
All right, we go to...
Did you say it's a play?
It is a play. It's a musical, but it's all rap, Joe. I actually think, you know, I know you won't watch it, but I actually think you would really enjoy it.
All right.
I've been trying to sell you on Hamilton for a while.
I know
you wanted
it.
Your wife wanted to go when it was down here, right? You didn't.
I don't. Yeah. She usually goes with her sister and her mother, or her sister and her sister and her mother.
All right,
my daughters. Not me, though.
We go to Tennessee for this next one here, and they had their vote 7-1 in favor of making masks required inside of certain buildings up there in Knox County. There was one vote. It was 7-1. You know who the one no vote was? His name is Glenn Jacobs. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
That's Kane, the former wrestler. Remember,
won
the election over there?
Wow.
Mayor Kane, the one person who did not want to wear a mask.
Oh, man. The mask fighters continue.
All right, we go to the KBO for this next one, Korean baseball. And, Joe, I think we knew that this was bound to happen at a certain point here, right? So BetMGM had a little bit of an issue. People are hanging out at those casinos. They're betting on these games. And now they got hit because someone screwed up the timing. They have self-service machines there where you can go, you know, pick your game and pick what you want to bet on, right? The self-bet kiosks.
Yeah.
So by accident, whoever sets the times on those things had the times off by a couple of hours. So people realized this. The games began at 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. The self-bet kiosks had them had them starting a couple of hours later. So what people were doing was they were putting on they were going and betting on a team that one of the teams was up. It was a scoreless tie one of the games, and people were betting the over-under, which was 9 runs. It was scoreless tie in the 5th inning when people were putting money on that game. So, needless to say, they got hit in the 6 figures for this. And now they're trying to decide whether or not these bets are legal or not, and they're going to have to try to figure out. They stopped cashing the tickets eventually here, but now they got to figure out what to do here, Joe. But this is tough, man. You're trying to figure out time differences in Korea and stuff like that.
Oh,
like that kind of sucks, doesn't it?
I don't know. That's a gambler's dream right there, though, boy. That is like, wow.
Yeah, you walk up to the machine, you see that there.
Oh, wait, that's good. That's a good one.
Joe, I don't know if I want to save this for next week now. Do you see the Jeff Bezos story from Amazon? And the
what
rat?
Now?
The woman he had the affair with, they're saying the brother is the rat?
I don't think he had an affair. Are they dating now or no? Or is that...
Well, I guess they are now, but yeah, I mean, I think he did have an affair.
Yeah, I think they knew.
He got a lot of trouble. That divorce was expensive.
Yeah.
Not for him, but.
She might have had a little broken heart for a while, but not very long with that kind of money. That'll fix that heart real quickly.
He's very upset, by the way, saying he's suing them for libel. He denies that he's the rat, but the National Enquirer is sticking to their guns here, saying that he is the rat.
God.
You don't want to be the rat in that story, right?
What'd she get? Did she get $39 billion out of the divorce?
Joe, was enough where I think she gave half of it to charity and was like, I don't care.
Yeah, because if it's half of 30-something, you're still up there, one of the wealthiest people in the friggin' world. You could divide that up a couple of times, would he?
I mean, needless to say, Joe, Amazon has been one of the better performing companies here during this whole pandemic.
And I was going to say,
if you don't have an Amazon box showing up to your house every day, I don't know what's going on.
Right. No, I agree. Listen, Amazon is economy proof, man. They just continue to roll. I'm with you.
I walked down to the package room, Joe, and it is just, I mean, it's stacked to the ceiling in my building of people getting Amazon crap.
Hey, they got so much stuff. They got other trucks going out that aren't even Amazon. Just people. It's crazy. Just crazy the amount of business they're doing. Yeah, he's got a roll in every day, whatever he's doing, buying another house or whatever he's. I'm surprised he hadn't bought like 17 teams or something just to get rid of some of the money. Just let me get a couple of teams here. Anyway, Woody, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to, including some NFL news and some college football news with a little high school football news. We're going to get to that. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear what's going on here in South Florida and the latest with the NFL and what they're thinking about doing. Want to find out if you like it or not. We'll have that for you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, Got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We are fired up about our SUV family right now. We are fired up about the midsize and small SUVs. Our new look for 2020 kills me not. So I got to start with my Tahoe because I love that Tahoe. Everybody comes up to me and goes, what do you think of the Tahoe? And go, what do I think about it? I love it. I'm a big guy and I don't know if I'll ever drive anything else. That Tahoe's got lots of room. It's got plenty of room to go. All right, everybody, jump in my car. Let's go. Let's jump in and go Tahoe driving here. It's great. But hey, the 2020 Traverse just makes every drive worth the trip. It's a midsize SUV, but it's really spacious enough to accommodate a big family, yet doesn't compromise any style. Everybody's got plenty of room. And it's got plenty, you know, for you, the people, a lot of people like the big SUV, want something smaller, easier. Listen, when you talk about a Traverse and then an Equinox, the 2020 Equinox SUV, it's got everything for you. Again, a smaller SUV, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's got everything you want to really enjoy it and plenty of space. And then finally, I got to tell you about the hottest thing we got going at your South Florida Chevy dealers, the Chevy Blazer. What a great look. The 2020 Chevy Blazer, again, a midsize SUV that has got a look that makes you, when you're walking by, you stop and you go, what is it? And you go, around. All right, take that for a drive. The next few days, you're looking around for that SUV. There's a really good chance you're going to fall in love with that 2020 Chevy Blazer. Safety features and everything else you're looking for, it's fantastic. The next few days, hey, Chevy wants to see you. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.